Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A high-profile defamation case is over, with a war veteran losing his fight. Ben Robert Smith has been unsuccessful in suing three newspapers over a series of articles published in 2018 about his time in Afghanistan. The federal court ruling each proceeding must be dismissed. The Health Minister has thrown her full support behind soon-to-be Premier Roger Cook. Amber Jade Sanderson is keen to back the new Labor leadership after pulling out of the race to take over from Mark McGowan. She says there's no hard feelings.
Absolutely not. This is not about individuals. This is about the government, and it's about the community. I've been around for a long time, and I've seen the damage that can be done from disunity, and I will not be party to that at all.
The Mining and Energy Union says it'll ensure ripped-off BHP workers receive their full entitlements. The mining giant has admitted to underpaying nearly 30,000 workers since 2010 due to a payroll bungle. It'll cost the company around $400 million in back pay. Federal changes have kicked in from today, increasing HECS debts by 7.1%. It's the biggest hike in three decades, affecting around 3 million Aussies. But Shadow Education Minister Sarah Henderson says students should be given options to pay down debts.
The Education Minister, Jason Clare, has been missing in action on this critical issue at a critical time for so many Australians feeling cost of living pressures, and it is time the government stepped up.
To sport, the number one pick in the AFL mid-season rookie draft has arrived in Perth. Victorian young gun Ryan Marrick will settle in tonight after being selected by West Coast. He says he wasn't sure until his name was read out last night.
I knew it was sort of like it could happen, but yeah, I still wasn't 100% sure, but nah, I'm so stoked. Couldn't think of anything better. So happy.
And still on footy, Callum Jamieson is the only change for West Coast for Saturday's match against Collingwood at Optus Stadium. The Eagles opting for extra height in their squad to tackle the ladder leaders.